And before we get into Home With You and As She Pleases, I wanted you to take us back. I read that you've been recording and making music since you were 12. What originally got you into making music?
I mean, I've always been singing my entire life, so it was just kind of like something that I've always wanted to do. And then when I got my braces off, I literally ran straight to the studio and I decided to record my YouTube video. But I've always had like a passion for music.
And what kind of inspirations did you have growing up? Who did you listen to? Who did you, you know, kind of watch the YouTube videos and say, I really want to be like them?
I mean, I used to watch Christina Grimmie's videos. I would watch anyone who made, like, covers frequently. Christina was, like, one of my favorites, though. But anyone who really made covers, like, often, I would watch because I just love watching people sing other people's songs. I thought it was awesome.
And so everyone nowadays, at least the younger artists like yourself, have kind of a strange, you know, origin story with using social media to help you know, bolster your brand there. And I know that Justin Bieber kind of helped you out in the beginning. Explain that for us.
Yeah, I mean, he saw my YouTube video and decided to sign me and make me his artist. And he's been like such a big support in my career thus far. And he's helped me out in so many different ways and given me advice. And, you know, it's just been like a big brother to me. So, yeah, he definitely like helped catapult me and like give me a kickstart.
And how? What were the emotions like at the beginning there? I mean, that's Justin Bieber, and he wants to sign you and help you out. How does that feel?
It's crazy. It's like I was super young, so it was a shock to me, and it was such a like an honor.
Absolutely. And so you've had a couple singles out, of course, before your EP, but Home With You has really been your big break so far. How did the song come about? What's the explanation for how Home With You was created?
Home With You, it was actually another artist song and I had heard it and I was like, I really would love to have this song and I would love to just make it my own. So I went in, I changed the production, I changed the lyrics and I really made it me. And, yeah, I mean, I put it on my EP not thinking it was going to be the single because I didn't really want to say like, oh, this is the single we're pushing. I really wanted the fans to kind of choose it. So it was the most streamed song immediately and that was the one that we kind of ran with.
That's awesome how it works out that way. And your EP, yeah. As She Pleases, your debut EP released earlier in this year. Explain the process in putting together an EP for those of us who don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just like, it's kind of like I go in with an idea or a vibe in my head and we'll just run with it. And yeah, I mean, it was really fun. I got to work with some of my really good friends and I don't know. I mean, it was just like a really exciting process. It was the first time I was able to really create my own music.
Absolutely. How much of an influence did Justin have when you were putting together this EP?
During the EP, I kind of just like secluded myself and like separated myself from everyone. I just kind of gone to my own like headspace. So it was really like all me for the EP. But like prior to that, he had given me a lot of advice. So that obviously like was in my head.
That's awesome. So you have a tremendous following. I saw almost, you got about 11 million Instagram followers. You've racked up the YouTube views and you've even collabed in the fashion world with Misguided. So how important is it for yourself to stay connected with your fans through social media and then also in that fashion world as well?
It's so important. I mean, I try to do live streams or just like tweet sprees and whatnot to talk to them and see what's up. I mean, I like to obviously have like a real life connection rather than on social media. Like I try to meet up with fans and when I see them in person, have like actual conversations with them, not just take a photo and then go. But yeah, I mean, it's really special to me. I feel like my fan base is like my family.
Absolutely. And so what's next? You've got the debut EP. You're only 19. Home With You is a big success right now. What's next for Madison Beer?
I'm in the process of working on my album right now. It's about like 20% done. And I will probably be doing another tour after the album comes out, which I'm super excited for because I miss tour like every single day. But yeah, I mean, just another tour, more performances, more singles, more music.
Okay. And so something I've been doing when I talk to someone who's kind of up and coming like yourself, I want to ask just a couple questions to really get to know you. So who is your favorite actor, would you say?
That's hard. Maybe Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt?
That's or Ed Norton. I'll say Ed Norton.
That's a solid choice. Okay. In your free time, what is your favorite thing to do?
Paint. I like to paint sometimes when I'm like stressed out.
Are we gonna
play Monopoly?
Monopoly. Are we gonna see a Madison Beer art collection in the future then?
Possibly. Never know.
Maybe you draw your own album cover. That'd be kind of cool.
That would be kind of cool.
And then who would be a dream collab for you in the future?
Daft Punk.
Daft Punk? All right. Maybe DM them. See if we can make that happen, right?
I would love if you put in a good word for me.
Sounds good. So before I let you go there, why don't you let the people know where they can find you at?
On social media, everything's just at Madison Beer. And my single is called Home With You.
Home With You, the single, As She Pleases, the EP, Madison Beer. Thank you for the time and best of luck in the future.
Thank you so much. Thank you.